from the guilty pleasures.
Kylie Jenner to the foyer. I have a little surprise for you.
To the thrill of the rose.
This is the tough part. Unfortunately, there's going to have to be people that go home tonight.
And the jaw-dropping scandals.
You know, I wasted everyone's money. I wasted everyone's everything, and I feel bad.
I cheated on
two in one weekend.
Welcome to Watch With Us.
Watch With Us.
An inside look into your favorite TV shows, which delivers the latest TV news that you want to know about. Here's your host.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Us Weekly's Emily Longaretta.
Hey guys, welcome back to the Watch With Us podcast. I am your host, Emily Longaretta, and I'm very excited because I've actually never had this guest on before. And I know longtime fans of Big Brother and The Challenge have been asking me to have him on. So Josh Martinez, thank you so much for coming on and hanging out today.
Thank you so much, Emily. Thank you for having me on.
I'm so excited because I feel like I've been following, obviously, on social media. You've been watching Big Brother All-Stars. You've been kind of keeping up with the drama. Obviously, after the challenge, you were still keeping up with all of that. Do you feel like you're like taking a breather now, or are you you're still kind of in the drama though?
Yeah, a little bit. I feel like it never, really stops with me. I you know, I'm a huge fan of Big Brother, so like when it comes to the challenge, it's easy for me to just like go film, you know, make the show and get back and just kind of go to my normal life. It's hard because then it airs. And you have to relive everything. So that's really hard to get used to and just like have to deal with everything all over again and the fans' opinions. But I've learned to just like kind of block it out, promote the show and do my thing. With Big Brother, I'm just a huge fan of the show. Like I love the game. I grew up watching it. It was like the one show that I watched with my family. Like it was like the one show that I was hooked on as a kid. So I feel so much more invested and in winning and everything. So it's just, yeah, with Big Brother, it's just a bit different. I just feel way more attached to it, I guess.
Totally. And I feel like we've had, like, obviously with Big Brother All-Stars, people have been so excited and wanting this for so long.
Yeah.
And we've been reporting on it for a while. We knew that you were kind of like in the talks to talk to possibly go on. And then you weren't. And I know you've talked a little about it on social media, but like, do you want to explain a little what happened?
Yeah. So honestly, before I even jumped on this interview, I talked to production to see how much I can say, and legally I can't say much.
Okay.
But what I can say is, yeah, I was supposed to be on this season. I kind of addressed that on Twitter. I put out a tweet. I was supposed to be on this season up till very last minute. Sadly, things fell through. You know, there's been a lot of rumors about COVID and all this stuff. And to be honest with you, I don't feel like I need to address or say anything about that. That's kind of a private matter. But it is unfortunate how it happened. I was a lock. I was supposed to be in. And it sucks. It's been really hard, to be completely real with you. But, you know, the one thing that I do want to make clear is, like, I tested multiple times. I got tested by the medics. I've tested negative probably 4 or 5 times. And it's just a little embarrassing, like, for people to think that I'm not taking the whole pandemic serious and not taking the whole, you know, COVID situation serious when I've done everything to take care of myself that I could, and I'm healthy now. So I just like kind of wanted to stop. Even like enjoying the show, it's kind of hard because you have trolls constantly commenting shit like about COVID and making a joke of it or throwing jabs at me about it. And it's a bit frustrating.
Yeah, I mean, I know that even just looking on social media, I've seen like, oh, people, you know, people calling everyone out for going out or going, you know, if they're partying or anything like that. There were a lot of things that like you and Casey were going out together all the time and things like that. So it must be tough for you to navigate whether you should respond to these things or just kind of try to ignore it.
Yeah, I mean, I for the most part, I ignore most of it. I don't feel like I owe an explanation or need to address anyone about it. I will say with the whole Casey thing, we were taking, like, we were social distancing as much as we could. We were safe. We were healthy. We did not get sick during those times. So for people, I know it's easy because obviously it's happened so fast and during the, like, within a month and a half, 2 months in between. But no, we did not get sick or anything like that. And I don't know her situation either, to be completely real with you. But yeah, it's frustrating. It's annoying because it's already hard enough having to be on the show and then getting off of it and then having to deal with all this kind of like negativity it's pretty hard.
Yeah, I'm sure. And I feel like you are kind of used to the negativity in general
that goes
along with reality TV. I mean, it happens. I guess with this, like you said in the beginning, like whether you're sick or not, or whether something, that's such a personal matter that it kind of seems like in general with even like any celebrities who either have COVID or have family members with COVID or anything like that, people feel that they have to put that out there.
Yeah.
Where it's really, it's a very personal matter.
I agree. And like with anything that, you know, I feel like, you know, I've done TV for 3 years and I feel like a lot of people feel like, you know, you owe them an explanation for a lot of things, or they feel like they know you so well and you need, like, I don't feel the need to defend anything or address anything. Personally, I just want to, like, I am healthy. I am good. I don't have COVID and I just want to move on from it and enjoy the show. And, you know, another thing that's very frustrating, like people saying that I'm pre-gaming, and it's just been so much rumors that I'm pre-gaming and I got kicked off because of pre-gaming. So it's just like, it's never going to end. I can't control it. But I think that, you know, even just being considered for All-Stars, which was a huge dream and a huge blessing. So I'm very fortunate that I have a great relationship with production, and you never know in the future what they might do. So
absolutely, for sure. So for watching, who are you rooting for? I kind of assume there's a few people, but who is, like, who are you keeping your eye on and really hoping that can get it this season?
So I am a huge, huge fan of Tyler. Love Tyler. We have a good friendship and I really want to see the kid go far. I think he's one of the best new school people to play in the newer seasons. Davon, obviously a big fan of hers and really good friends. I think if I would have gone in, I just would have worked with people that I have good friendships with, and now I'm rooting for them. So Nicole, Franzel, Tyler, Davon, and Christmas. Christmas Joy is like my ride or die, like one of my really good friends. She was the one person that I had to, when we got called, we literally like were crying on the phone for hours. So I'm really happy that she gets another shot. And then I'm a huge fan of just old school. Like I'm really rooting for, it's hard, but I'm rooting for Janelle and Kacer and Ian. I just love, you know, I watched them growing up. Like growing up, I watched them and I was just a huge fan of them on the show. So just, I hope that they can get out of the spot they're in right now and just align. Like, if everything worked out, they would align with the people I'm rooting for, but we'll see. But yeah.
Definitely. Yeah, I mean, it's definitely interesting to see how the new school and old school are interacting and seeing how that's going to play out, because I can't imagine not wanting to align with Janelle and Kacer, but apparently some people don't want to, so.
You know, it's crazy because I would, from my point of view, from playing the game, I would want to keep Janelle around because I have such an explosive big personality that I can't control that. But why would you want to keep a huge target around for later down in the game? And the thing with Janelle, she's such a straight shooter. Like the girl's so honest and blunt and straight up. So it's like, I would keep her around for as long as possible and work with her. Mm-hmm. I think people are just threatened by her. I think there's big egos in the house. And they know that she's kind of like an OG, like she's kind of a face of Big Brother. And I think that people are intimidated by that. But I would 100% work with her. I would have worked with her. Yeah.
I have to ask if you're rooting for Danny, because I know that you and Evil Dick have had some issues on social media and things like that. Do you know Danny? Like, do you have any opinion on her?
Yeah. So I've met Danny. I don't even think. Well, I'm not going to speak on Danny's and Evil Dick's relationship. Don't like the guy. I think everybody knows that. Mm-hmm. But I've met Danny before. She was super cool, super sweet. And I do like Danny. I just think in watching her gameplay this season, I have to be honest, I'm not a fan of the way she's playing it. I'm not. I've been watching feeds. I've been watching, you know, the show. There's only 2 episodes out, but just catching up with feeds. She's doing a lot. She's doing a lot. And I think I'm such a loyal, like I'm a very loyal player. Like I'm just a very loyal person. And I feel like she's literally has her hands in every single alliance. Mm-hmm. But I do like Danny. I do like her personally, but just her gameplay this season, the way she's kind of playing it, I'm not a big fan of.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I can see that for sure. I'm always like go back and forth between it because I watch the feeds and then I see something completely different that I wasn't expecting. And then I'm like, what are you doing? But I was have never done the show. I could never do it. So I give you, you guys.
I will say Danny is going to bring great TV. I think Danny's gameplay is so messy, but it's going to be so entertaining to watch. Like she is definitely, I mean, she's good at what she does. That's why she continues to get called back. So I'm excited to watch her gameplay, but I don't think I would have personally worked with her because of how all over the place it kind of is.
Yeah, there's not much. Yeah. It doesn't seem like there's much strategy there, but we'll see, I guess. Maybe that's part of the strategy. I don't know.
Yeah.
Because you just got done with the challenge also. Well, not just got done, but it just got done airing. Yeah. Do you feel like if you were to go back on Big Brother, like that the challenge also would have like helped you in that way too?
Yes and no. I think from a competition aspect, like from competing on the challenge, it's just a whole different animal. Like physically, it's just we do the craziest. I feel like a stuntman every time I go into a challenge and I walk up and I see TJ. I'm like, what the fuck are we going to be doing today? It's always some crazy, like crazy challenges. So I feel like going in to Big Brother, it would have been slack. Like it would have been cake because it's like the challenge, the competitions on Big Brother are way easier than the challenge. But I don't think it would have helped me in any way. I feel like, you know, Big Brother is just a huge social game. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of like, and you go in, I would have gone in with the, working with the people that I'm friends with. And I think that that's what a lot of these people are doing. They just have strong ties and strong relationships for years within these people that are in this cast. And that's just what it comes down to. I don't think like challenge would have affected me or helped me. It just like, it comes down to who you have strong bonds with. Cause at the end of the day, it's a huge social game.
Right. Yeah, yeah. Definitely. Do you feel, would you want to go, obviously you'd want to go back on Big Brother. Do you want to go back on the challenge eventually?
Yeah, I think that with challenge, I'm very lucky to where it's turned into something good for me. I feel like, you know, I have grown so much, but I've also experienced so many dope like experiences and competing and just the people I've met. I love everything about the challenge. I will say the fans are very toxic. Some of them, not all of them. It is very toxic and it is a lot to deal with. Like the whole social media aspect for it, if I'm being completely honest, it is pretty hard. And it's something that I'm still learning to deal with and just like block out the negativity. But all in all, I love doing the challenge. And anytime they call, I'm game to go back. So yeah, I do see myself still doing challenges in the future. And with Big Brother, yeah, I think that down the line, I'm 26, I'm still young. I feel like I could do this TV thing for a bit. If there's ever another chance and they call me back like they did now, I would definitely go back.
Yeah, absolutely. One of the awesome things is that the challenge has also always been very good with a diverse cast. They always cast all over the way. Big Brother is seemingly changing because this season is a very diverse cast. Do you feel like you kind of have helped push that along because of, you know, of your season?
Yeah. I think, you know, I was really excited to go back and play this time around because I think that was something that I really wanted to show. For me to be the first Latino and the first Hispanic to ever win Big Brother is crazy. Like, as much as people say things about my win and, oh, you didn't deserve it and all this stuff, I made an impact in being the first Hispanic to ever win. For me, that's everything. It's just a huge accomplishment, especially being a fan. So I don't know if I made a change or anything, but I'm really happy with the faces that I'm seeing on this season with, you know, the people that they brought back. And I just hope that that continues with future seasons, because for so long I watched the show and I said I would never be on because I've just never seen a Hispanic. I've never seen a Latino like me on the show before until season 18 that I saw Victor, a Puerto Rican. Mm-hmm. So I know how big it is for there to be representation on these shows, because there's always people watching. And like, imagine watching the show you love and not being able to relate to anyone because of your background. So that sucked growing up. So I'm just happy that they're making changes. And I just hope that in future seasons, we get to see a lot more representation and, you know, see more Latinos and more minorities and people of color win.
Absolutely. I would agree. All right. So before we wrap, I need to ask you if you're picking right now, picking a winner for Big Brother.
Oh, shit. It's hard. Listen, it's so hard. And it's, I mean, we're two episodes in. You can't really pick a winner. What I will say is people that I think that are in good spots, people that I'm rooting for that I'm not, I think Cody's in a really good spot. You know, I don't necessarily think I would have worked with him. I for sure would have been aligned with Janelle and Kacer, just because they were a duo. I think me and Christmas would have been a duo. So Cody's in a good spot, though. I see the guy going far, and if he makes it to the end, he came close last time. I could see him winning. Am I rooting for him? No. people that I want to see win, I would love to see Tyler win. I would love to see Davon win. I feel like it's important. I feel like it's her time. It's her third season. And we just never had a, you know, a black female win. So I want to see her make history as well and just join the Winners Club and Christmas. I mean, I love the girl. So I hope that she brings it home to her baby. So yeah, I don't have one pick. But if I can make an assumption and pick four people, those would be my four. Yeah.
Those are your four picks. Yeah. Josh, thank you so much for chatting today. You can always come back and talk reality TV with us anytime.
Yeah, thank you. I'm thank you so much for having me on. I know that you're also a huge supporter of both shows, and I love seeing your commentary. So thanks for having me on.
Of course. All right, guys, as always, we're going to wrap up with some shout outs, starting with the woman of the week. This week, I am picking Kelly Clarkson, who made her America's Got Talent judging debut. Simon Cowell was injured, so she stepped in. Of course, Kelly got her start on American Idol, which is created by Simon Cowell. So it's a nice little nod to that, as well as Kelly just proving that she can fit in at any judge's table, especially on a live show. So we got to give her a lot of credit for that. Next up, we have our woman to watch, which this week is Selena Gomez, because Selena and Chef drops on HBO Max. You can watch the first few episodes, and it's very eye-opening in a way. It shows a different side of Selena that we haven't seen before, because she is cooking in her own kitchen at her house. A different chef is joining every episode via Zoom to teach her a new recipe. She also kind of talks about her mental health. She talks about, you know, gives a little insight into her home. So it's a nice, vulnerable side of Selena we've never seen before. Lastly, what to watch? Five Bedrooms on Peacock. I am obsessed with this. It's actually a new show in the U.S., but it has already premiered elsewhere, and it was a huge hit, so much so that Peacock wanted to pick it up. I watched it in a weekend. It's a very quick, fun, heartwarming watch. It is very, very funny, but it's also, it's a drama. So there is a lot of relationship ins and outs that are happening. It's about five friends who meet at a wedding. They're at the singles table and they decide it's a good idea after a few drinks to go in on a house together. So it kind of just shows that. So there's a little bit of home reno in there too, which is, for me, a very nice touch. As always, guys, I want to hear from you what you're watching and what you're loving or hating. You can reach out to me on social media at Emily Longaretta. I always want to hear your opinions. You can also, if you really like our podcast, please rate us on iTunes and leave us a comment there. I am always reading and I want to hear your feedback. Thank you so much, guys. Stay safe.